ability to cope in life. If you understand, you're not looking for magic no more, you are living the life. Then when you're living the life, you are in control of the elements. Now, those who understand the investiture, which is your Christmas present, that tells you right away, you are master. Nobody's a master. You are the living representation of the Christmas.
I mean, there are elements in the dark one, I like both. Get
out of there, and
then when I enter the next
room,
both machines broke. If everything broke, it's 3 weeks, and now it's working beautiful.
Prove it. Prove me, said the Lord. Was that what he said? If you don't prove it, how would you know creative consciousness is locked up in this skin as resonance over the elements that on both sides of the skin, representing what we call universe. Matter is moving atoms, timelessly transforming emission recurrence made up of 144 elements. It's not going to stop. They're already eternal. So energy is equal to the mass times the velocity of light squared. Doesn't go away. You just got to learn to work with merging it. So they call it union. The individual is, so Yogananda used to sing a song to get through the technical way back to the agricultural consciousness, like saying, I am the bull, make me the sea. I am the bull, make me the sea. So do thou, my Lord, so do thou, my Lord. Thou and I never apart, thou and I never apart. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. I am the bubble, make me the sea. What is a bubble? Is the sea in a state of hot air? That same sea made of water is holding on to a little hot air. So when God put a little hot air in your nose and you breathe every incarnation, what you are, little bubbles in the ocean of life. So he was singing that as a sort of a reminder to all those around. He knew the physics and he knew the architecture. I use that agricultural terminology to encourage the uninformed individual to look back at how they put together and to get the understanding in the end. Well, remember what you just said, and I'll show you again. What is that person made of? But if their elements are in that personality container, which you refer to as a human being. So you only see the harassment coming from the personality container. But if you can realize that the personality container can't harass the elements inside of them, that are all just synced with yours, then you can automatically send the same thing. So that's basically what Jesus is doing. And so by putting up that particular consciousness out, they don't bug you. Because they are composed of elements, you're composed of elements, and if they're using their elements of hierarchy in the form of words, right? Which they call behavioral reaction or attraction or repulsion. So when you understand this, that's the reason why we were put together like that, in order to confront the elements
in different containers.
So, Donald, if you want somebody to stop the rest, and you want them to go with your best kind of good,
mm-hmm. What would you do? Well, I don't want you to go. I guess you understand that statement? Yeah, but turning the other cheek, if verbally you can say, the place of your own. Well, want your highest good.
Did you say that
aloud? Aloud, no, mentally in yourself. Okay, this person is giving me a hard time and I don't want to offend them. But let them go on to their highest good element. You know it's not going to work out. I know it's not going to work out. So let's move on to our highest good, each one of us. And you'll find in a strange incidents begin to happen. That they will appear, even cottages, I'm not coming back. Or I'm going. They're making their own pronouncements towards their own higher good, or you are. An element runs out between the attraction and the repulsion, and therefore there is no such thing as avoidance. The degree of repulsion and attraction has served its purpose within the time frame of the decision. And if someone was to tell both of you, though you may be the best friends, goody-goody together, back at 4 years ago, that in the year of 1989, on a particular day, you're going to find yourselves going out, you said, no, that should never be. When that particular day comes along, a lot of incidents were moving up to where it really validates, then you say what? No. But then you look at your chart and all these things. There are indications, that's why they say the stars foretell but they don't compel. But if the indications are there for the magnetic attraction and repulsion to be experienced, so therefore there is no such thing as a person to blame. This is what they, that's what they call that, the karma. That is the causative effect principle that both of individuals agree to live through, but they may not be consciously agree to live through, but they had to pick out that particular route to live it out. So one poet, when he began to live these processes himself, he then wrote this particular statement, all life is but a stage, and we are merely actors and actresses, and we have our entrances and our exits. Because he couldn't see where any action in a time frame of the practice of understanding was incorrect or invalid. They were all part of the play. The drama, the pathos, and all these things, and the intensity were all part of the relationship. Because why? You can't own the element, and the other element can't own you. You can only relate. So, if the time of relationship is over for the attraction and the start of repulsion, that's what the script calls for at that moment. So the anguish begins is when you're trying to own. That's why it says, come let us make, come let us put together a form or a manifestation, male and female attraction repulsion. And the investiture is go forth, multiply, and have dominion. Can't say you own. There's no way. Dominion doesn't have any indication of ownership. It only has indication of agreement of authority to relate. And the investiture is the power to accept this expressive control. But you can't own. You have to recognize it. And it has a time frame to live where the attraction is valid and where the repulsion is valid. And no one is going to be accused in the end of the role that you didn't do your role and I didn't do mine. Because when both beings
even though they may separate from the repulsion or they may intensify by the attraction, consciousness will show them in their own internal awareness that it's a unified field. Don't associate negativity as something bad. We use the word positive and negative, but we must recognize it in terms of photography, not in terms of hatred and love per se, because that was the agricultural term we used to develop a pathos or an intensity between our two delta frequencies of the two brains. So we feel cheated and therefore we resent. And that's basically how the repulsive action is going to ever experience itself through our cellular structure. Something has to trigger it. Now, if the creative intelligence was going to only love its creation and never give the creation a chance to experience creation, would it need creation? Stay in a stagnant state, and that's what we so in order to test his own self within his own creation, he provided self repulsion, which is so that's why it's called magnetism. Magnetism is the attraction and the repulsion, all right, between what the core of the structural forms that are going to be there, and what is the structural forms that are going to be there, the elements. So that's why it's a come let us. It's not a come me going to make a manifestation. If it's a come me make a manifestation, well, who the hell wants to make through the me? A me is already a me. But it's a come let us, that means a form within a content and exterior acting upon itself, inside, outside. Things have to be there. And the form has to hold to interact. So magnetism goes right back to be the essence of all form, constricting and dilating. That's why all the wise men and all the realized men come back to that. We can't, it's called cosmic love. Nice fancy word, but it's very misleading too, because it generates a lot of hatred in itself. But when you understand that love is cosmic magnetism, it phases out that, and when we understand it is cosmic photography, it even phases out. And then we want to immerse into it more, because why? It's in photography you begin to see. A film is a blank. Exposed to light is a negative. But then you're lousy if you didn't, right. You feel to control the exposure. That's a lousy one. Negative? When you develop it, but so you gotta go, and that's exactly what we're saying. Then the particular consciousness goes through this over and over till we line up the amount of attraction and repulsion in its own time frame. So, like repels, unlike attracts. Now, when you look at the objects around you, the core of that object is a fear of what? Unlike. There's no fear of light. You're a female body. What are you made up of? A fear of ovum? Your daddy gave an ovum and mama gave an ovum to make you? So that's an unlike or a like? Good. And you're a male person. What's your body made of? So that's a fear of unlike, right? So every form that you look around is a Xerox copy of this principle, and unlike attracts. Like pushes away. Two ovums will push you up, push away, and two sperm will push away. But a sperm and ovum will attract. So this is what we're looking at. So the so-called anguish are all parts of the ingredients. God is his own devil, his own harass and everything. He has to do this to find out for sure if
these principles that make up creativity are valid, and how is it going to transfer these qualities into a form unless it's subject to form? But is the form the inheritor of the whole business, or is the form a slave to the business? Good, then you are the child of what? Good, Mr. Here, right? And Mrs. Here, right? Okay, then therefore you will be here. Now you understand why we are called the children of the Hare family? We can't get around it. It's just to understand, it's a cosmic charade. That's why they call it a maya, an illusion. Don't get trapped, locked down into the dictations of it. Learn to see it. Then when you see it, it opens up to give you the one unique thing you want more than anything else, is confidence in the understanding. Now, confidence in the understanding, they call that a sword. Standing on your own 2 feet.
So here you are on a short board, and you don't worry what it is. You're in a straight boat going under here. Are you worried to fall up? The confidence, of course, they call peace and personal understanding. Living now. There is no peace in the 6 feet under the ground. What kind of peace is that? The greatest peace is standing on the top of a pin. You and I are.
I tried it, you know. I've been high up enough. Fell off, but I had to walk the pin too. They said the truth is like a razor's edge. It's all right to walk over a razor, but don't drag your feet. That's the essence of all these things. It's getting you to a point of accepting the calmness within the structure, not to act irrational to the danger that tests it or harasses it. You follow what I said? The more you can be calm in the danger that harasses it and work through it, you are master. And that's what all of you'll find all your swamis are for that popping up on top. When you ask them the final question, Master, what is peace? They're going to have to tell you in simple language. Coping with the moment. Not going away and hiding, sleeping, or there is no cellular retention of an individualistic action once you enter the unified field. It's circular. That means every action that is going on, be it attraction or repulsion, is 99% one direction and 1% going back in the opposite direction at the very instant. You can have a 99% love for that action and then 1% of reverse coming back. So nature doesn't have a straight point. It's going in a circle all the time. Therefore, everything that has been observed, no matter how we build equipment, they all appear in the end observation to be circular. So a circle to itself, in any momentum mistake, is 99 times going one way and one time going back. And that one time becomes 99% that one way, it comes back. So God is 99% of the time creativity and 1% of what is non-creativity. 99% of the time the non-creativity is remaining stagnant and 1% creativity is emerging again. So 99% of the time God is his own devil, 99% of the time he's his own God. So there is no way. And if you take the word good, all life is good, and if you take the first letter G and you shape it like a snake or a sperm, and you hook it to the first O like an ovum, then that's go for go. And between that go, you take the next O and you make the form, you and I. Hook it the two that's together, and you got a sperm and ovum inside here, and then the last letter is a D,
and that's the devil, the dime, and everything, and that's the destruction and the testing and everything. So who calls good God? The one that's the O that's hanging down representing the form. You saw that drawing I did for you, Hope? That's basically what you say to yourself. There is no bad. And if you think bad is so bad, spell it backwards. A little? That will do you all right. Too much no good and none no good. Answer your game. Elements put us together. We didn't put ourselves together as a form. The investiture was given at that moment. But those forms were not ready to live their investiture because they wanted to own in the form they were in. And they have to learn the lesson that you can't own anything in this universe other than relate to it. So, whatever is happening around you is set up as a condition to fulfill one or two choices. Live to die or live to live. Live to die came first because the first forms of men were drafted. They weren't volunteered. None of the elements volunteered to be a form. They were drafted, so it was come let us make. That means creative intelligence is telling the element, you react what I put together and put this form together. And you harass the heck out of it because I am organizing it and I am trying to test it. So that is what creative intelligence is doing in all the creative forms throughout the galactic system. And the first Star Wars began centuries ago and is now crystallizing. And only the vicious ones, the most vicious ones throughout the entire cosmos and eons of time are allowed to have a carbon-based body to work out the viciousness up to the uterine canal as a journey so that they may learn. What are they going to learn? They're going to learn that they volunteer, they rebelled when they were drafted, and they resented the fact that they were drafted because they can't own a single thing. How can you own it? You're created instantly, and you're told have power of the universe, and the power is in your mouth. And your mouth is a fill-up cup. Cup fills up. Fine. Come here, apple. Apple drops on your hand. Fine. No. You're going to have residue sooner or later in all the things that you generate. What do you do with the residue? If you crystallizing out of the atom a satisfaction of a fixation, the residue will determine if you're genuine or you are still working the magic of your mind. And you're reading the autobiography of a yogi. There was a guy who wanted the power because he didn't think he was competent enough, and if he would command plates of food to be there for everyone to eat, and the plates were made of what? Gold. And after they finished eating, could he go sell that gold plate and make money? Nobody would buy, because after he walked out of the store, what happened? The gold plate will disappear. So that tells you what his power of concentration of the dominion was only within a optical fixation and not in the optical actuality. So he knew he was not there yet, but he had to go around living that particular illusion. Early man, you and I in many forms have done this wonderful something for nothing attitude. We still got it locked up in us that we're going to get to the great power by doing nothing. And when we realized we can't do it and we can't own it, we fought among ourselves, and we call it the first Star Wars. Then we realized we muck it up because we were not playing now. We actually turn through and turn on nuclear frequencies that is radioactively destroying all through the cosmos. We have to decide now, are we going to clean it up or be phased out? So we decided to clean it up. The opportunity to clean it up was this, is this, what body can do it? So the carbon-based body was offered as a reward to clean it up. And therefore everything was turned down, not turned off. Our so-called creative power was turned down, or so all controls are turned down, and we have to live out the viciousness through the uterine canal by competition. And if you work through, you're a winner. Loser can't be born. Your viciousness is going to be pushed to this max. And when you come out, you have to respirate and relate, and you have to go through what is called the anguish of working now in a type of form that doesn't allow for a breakdown, disrespect, but cooperation. And yet this viciousness can still perpetuate as a memory in us. And we come back feeling distorted, yet the environmental field will provide as elements now the two choices, the choice to live or to live to die. But you don't know live to live is a reality because you have to be programmed to recognize it is there. All you know, living to die in some form is there to shut down. You can't own. These are all things that's in your memory, and the fears are there. So you need an inspiration. So realized men come back in the carbon-based body to show you, instead of being destructive and hating again in your carbon-based body, hey, wait a minute, this is what it's all about. You can achieve full realization because you have a certain type of body that can do it. And it's a carbon base, it's not a silicon, it's not a sulfur, it's not a methane. And to him that overcome it, I will not send forth a second time. But I make him or her a pillar in the house. Here is your opportunity to get through by becoming nonviolent, cooperative, and dedicated to service. Hard to do. Too much viciousness, too much memory levels still locked up in us. And so elements then provide the outcome for the fixation of living to live or living to die. Living to live is non-decomposition, immortality, go after another planet, do whatever you see. Living to die is to start all over again because that's what you got, the two levels of peace. In the ground or conscious capability to cope. Cambodia is just another condition of these laws. All around you, when you're sound asleep, it's been going on, and more are going on all over. The condition is there for us to recognize. We can't live their life. We can only live our own. That's why it's given to you as a horoscope. It's in your own. That's what Jesus said to his own people, pick up your cross and follow me. You just have to pick up mine, and I ain't going to pick up yours. And if you could see Brother Jesus sitting there in that chair, you think he's going to worry about the people in Cambodia? And you would try to harass him, so you came here, you died for all these people. Why won't you not go and encourage the Cambodians to stop fighting? You know what you say to you? They have to pick up their cross and live it. I have picked up mine. I have lived my cross. And I have mastered my cross. They chose that cross, then they must decide to live it. You chose this cross, I chose this cross. I couldn't choose Christ's cross, Jesus' cross. He didn't choose mine. It doesn't make us less or more. It puts us in the responsible relationship with understanding of what we are. Now, you, the person that is chosen versus the person who is not chosen, again, that shows you what we're talking about. Many are called, but few are chosen. I use the word frozen. So, you get the calling inside of your consciousness to come back to the creative consciousness or the Christ in you. Many out there are not, they're not going to come. They're not ready yet. God doesn't have any intention to go out of business. Therefore, salvation, as it's labeled by the church, or total understanding of the investiture of your nature as a structure, is not a mass production. The intent in the first place was to create the universe, test it by setting it up in the form of a drafting principle, harassing it to the level that it will rebel, that it can't own or be important to itself, and then give the chance to volunteer for the ultimate. So we call it belief moving to understanding. You have to work through as a child in your belief level, in your something for nothing level, in the magical level. All these are valid in all the different body forms you find yourself in, even right up to the carbon base, from the silicon of the, you got to work through that particular magical conscious, the something for nothing conscious, the all the miracle making, right up to the rebellion that is not where it's at, then comes the understanding. So Paul says, I rebuke you in your rejoicing. That is, you can perform miraculous powers, you believe the power is there, but I live and die daily in the Lord, and I don't want the gifts of the Spirit. Those are gifts, those are magical powers. I want the fruit, the understanding, and the fruit of the understanding is the Christ consciousness. Jesus came and demonstrated the understanding and left it. He also demonstrated the gifts, but he showed what the understanding was. The understanding is in the time frame when he was on the boat with his disciples and what was harassing them, the wind, element, the very nature that we live in every day, harassing them with their daily livelihood to feed themselves. They're drowning, they panic. He opened his eyes and he rebuked the wind. He didn't tell the wind not to exist. All he said was to play somewhere else. Peace be still. That was his power. That was his investiture over the environment called elements. And then he went on as a conclusive part and he told Lazarus to get the hell out of the grave, showing that elements are immortal. You are immortal. But if you live with the idea you got to die, then you're going to stay in the grave. So So even when the sheriff's daughter was dead and he asked for help, he said she's sleeping. He's trying to show between individuality and the actuality. What you actually are and who you think you are always going to be in conflict, and you can always feel miserable for others around you. But don't feel trapped because others are going through they're working out their own particular experience. It's the same way the people in Armenia, in the earthquake, many live to die and many live to live. And it's in the sorting out process we're finding out who lives to die versus who lives to live. They have found people in the ground, still alive, and they found other people not alive. That tells you what? Some people have the brain drive to what? Live to live. So, Christ consciousness is your investiture, and you have every right to play the role in this world of atoms. It's called abundant living. It's not called ownership living. And it isn't called dead as a result of your endeavor as a reward. Death is not a reward. So the poet says, death, where is thy sting? Somebody said that. Meaning what? They have solved the whole thing and gone beyond the death concept, that they got to live to what? Die. They realize it's living to live, not living to die. So that person, whoever wrote that, was putting it in another simple way that they found out the whole charade. Christ consciousness is not a goal, it's a principle that is not. We have to accept. But you gotta go from belief. Don't take it away. Don't condemn it. Right up to understanding. So I don't negate those who are the miraculous powers, the dualities. They are all there for them to experience. Till they are ready for the understanding. Somebody calls me hard-headed, wicked yippie. I'm glad to see that I...
On a lighter note, I read in the paper around Christmas time, there are all these miracles going on around the
city. Did you
hear about some of those? No. Oh, God, 300,000 people showed up in Plano, Texas, because somebody's mother-in-law appeared on a card table or something. They thought it was Mary and Jesus
and all the things. And I was on one of
the
late night TV news
capital
programs, and there were all these people, and there were all within 20 miles of these things. I thought, you wonder what you might be doing. Now put it this way, though. You're entitled as an initiate. The approval that I ask that that method be used, I didn't want to initiate people without the approval and and requesting that the approval be certain incidences in nature from the environment. I was trying to hide the purpose of the approval of the individual who would be given back their memory of the Christ nature in themselves. Those elements already know who are to be Christ realized by the return of the memory. You and I don't know because it turned down in us when we volunteered for the common base body. And we go through many incarnations trying to get back to that initial investiture when we were told to have dominion. And then to have Jesus come in the body to live it, to show, and yet we can't seem to connect it. I wanted something tangible from the element to say to the individual, all right, you want your Christ nature back? Then give approval. So nobody's going to walk up and say to me, Adano, I want my Christ nature back. So they'll say, I'd like to be initiated. And so that was how I used the word initiate, to indicate returning you back to your Christ nature. The word initiate means to introduce. That's literally what the word actually means. Don't mean that they bought. To reintroduce you back to your Christ nature. But I had to have something tangible from the element that it was not a charade. Now, if they give rain or a rainbow as the admission ticket to the movie, then you have your Christ nature returned back to you. So that's the reason why I had to do it that way. Because I realized when I understood the whole thing, and was Paul who opened my consciousness more, so the understanding, why understanding was more important than the magic, is that elements do not have the right to kill you, but they have the right to harass you because they put you together as a form. They are inside of you as an element, and they are outside of you as an element, as an environment, interacting as push and pull. You, the form, the container, is the I am presence. That's why they call it the word. This is the only thing that makes the sound, the skin. That separator between the elements, inside and outside, provides this particular resonance to hold it. This is I am presence. This allows the cooperation to. And it only has dominion, no ownership, meaning it can tell it to function somewhere else, but it can't tell it not to exist. And elements can only harass, but it can't kill. But the charade or the illusion, the cosmic maya, going from belief to understanding, is the play. We, the actors, take on the role to play by consenting to acting it. And whatever form we find ourselves consciously relating to it from an understanding level and not from a magic belief level, we are approved to get back to Christ consciousness. Now, if the Christ consciousness as an investor didn't go through that particular process, would you appreciate it? If you didn't have to go through a process to come to the understanding that this thing is already locked up in you from the dawn of creation, would you appreciate having it? It's now that you begin to see what you really got locked up in you, and the time frame that you're relating to it, you begin to see why you have everything put in you that you can function without feeling trapped. There is no need to feel trapped once you understand. Because all the control is in your consciousness that you can't own, but you can enjoy. And abundant living isn't ownership. Abundant living is the flow to take care of the moment. And death is not an actuality. No element can die. If we're going to put a dead element, you, the form, can only set up the thought you're going to live to die or live to live. And that's breathing. If you don't breathe, you put the form back in the ground. And the soil is what you call soul. It's given an opportunity to start again. So somebody's going to come along and eat squash, potato out of that soil, and get pregnant. Tell me that. And they throw you in the ground, where you going to be? And the skin separates. Huh? They turn elements to plant squash, potato. How many farms today are on top of burial grounds that they don't even recognize until they go poking around and they find buried bones under them, right? You have a reason? That's what? All the archaeological researchers are finding things underneath when they go working on top of it. Because that's where you put it back. You start off. And then, if life can't end, you got to keep going. Life is eternal. There's no end of life. Okay. Okay. Put the lock on the bottom.
You want to hear music all day to pacify your stupidity. If music be the food of the soil, play on. Living soil, you know, not the dead soil.
Yeah.
You ever drink champagne and bubbles come up to your eyes and sneeze and like your eyes water? That's the same thing like carbon dioxide will do. It makes you get tears, at the same time it makes you laugh and giggle. That's the same way the frequencies are doing in the body. Automatically, there is not a single thing you can own in this universe. It's a sensation within the structure of the tissue, which is the container that sets up the resonance.
Why does it start to happen as soon as you come around? It's like all these emotions start.
That's unified
anger.
No, that's unified
feel. Joy.
Unified field, the individual that functions in the unified field operates in what we call a cloak. So everything around it is going to what? Eventually human beings recognize it as soon as the fixation starts dropping down, the unified consciousness picks up. So your own delta level starts increasing. So in the Eastern tradition they call that darshan.
Mm-hmm.
Holy sight. Darsha means holy sight, but not H-O-L-Y alone, it's W-H-O-L. The whole sight, you see things in the whole holistic way for the first time. And therefore, it is not only optical, but it's factual. You're becoming consciously aware to a tactfulness of everything by seeing it here. You forgot to take the kettle off, lady.
How often, how long?
Confess means to confront and talk it with the fellow man, meaning anyone who would interrelate with the understanding to let you release it. Or you go in front of a mirror and talk to yourself. The Chinese have a statement, it's alright to talk to yourself, but don't move your lips in the public. So if the primal screen and all these things came about as a means to phase it out of the system, but essentially it's sonic. So the constriction, dilation of the magnetism. Get it out. I'm going to sit after.
Ah.
The brother Jesus, what did brother Jesus do when he wanted to heal the blind man?
Yeah.
He says, right. He spit. Even though he confronted them and knew they were putting all kind of charades on him, who said that the man be born blind? The man's sin or his parents' sin. And he listened to their conversation, and you know they're trying to pick his brain and pull out, so he says, need him. But listen to the glory of God, and I'm going to heal you, too.
And he spit it out because he was angry, and he's sticking it in the guy's life. He says, don't go tell nobody. But you imagine, you know this guy from the day he's born, and he was like this all the time walking, growing up. And then one day, he's 32 years of age, he's walking like this on the road. Hey, John. Anyway, what God is going to do? 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 That's what Jesus is trying to shape up his own community.
Put them in a mirror to look at themselves and what they're doing to themselves. Technology is now catching up with all these laws, and we're getting more and more aware. It's what we are, not who we are, that's more important. Huh? Good.
I didn't do that
too.
Good.
I
didn't do that at all.
That's why you look so great.
I looked in the mirror. I didn't even want to talk to myself.
Oh,
I said, what I saw. I saw anger. Yeah.
I suggest you go to the grocery store and buy a box of balloons.
And water. I'm going to,
I draw my face and take a pin and stick the hair color there and get her up in red, yellow, green, and blue, and indigo, and you will be free.
But what would those
projections
do to you?
It releases your frustration for you,
right.
When that, I don't have it.
Well, I know you don't have it.
Because the frustration is there. Yes, because of the unrelated banks of memory to the feeling of understanding. And you are forced into understanding faster than you can handle. So the frustration goes up. So by taking a balloon and blowing the hot air into it and sticking it, the comprehensive release comes. And then you start laughing because it'll pop, 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 all, and the very song itself triggers the laughter.
I was
going to
say,
we're going to have to put a
Donna
on it.
Right.
And then you see, well, you're asking, I don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing.
I've known all my year.
Well, not
but that's the relief. You see, that's why Brother Jesus and all these men said, unless you become like one of these, like kids, but in a conscious understanding, you really can't return back to the health in yourself, they call heaven, the integrated balance between the element and the container. So the more you let go of the fixation and accept the flexibility, the health which you're looking for, the sense of beingness without fear comes back to you. Confidence is standing on a pin. Or walking over a razor but don't drag your feet. I'm going to tell a little story. Several years ago there was a fellow from China who came over to give an illustration in therapy. And so somebody asked him, sir, you know so much of therapy, is it true that a person can stand up on a sharp knife and not cut themselves? And he looked at me and he said, what do you think? I said, go ahead. Said, all right. So he pulled out a box and he had three little tiny cleavers. And he did right in front of 50 people who were all therapists right there in Pennsylvania. That was the thing you demonstrated. Yeah.
Way on it,
come down on it, step by step, so don't drag your feet. That's the principle of physics.
Right.
All right. Have you ever had the best cut from an envelope? What an envelope is made of? Oh, well, how can it cut you? Well, which do you trust? The paper not cutting your lip or the knife? You worry more of a knife cutting your lip than an envelope cutting your lip, huh? Have you ever had the experience? And you feel stupid. So no, an envelope can cut your lip. That's what we're talking about physics. And what really cuts your lip is because what? You slide the envelope across the lip and you went to what? That's a friction. So the thing is this, you can walk on the object but don't drag rope. There was also a story like that in the landmines. And, when the Germans had put a lot of landmines, and there were soldiers who got through. You can actually step on a landmine a certain way and walk on it without it exploding. And there was only three soldiers who got out from the landmine. But they knew exactly how to step in it without it causing explosion. All the rest didn't know what they got hurt. But these three fellows got out. Like everything else, just knowing what. You see, when most people walk, they get stuff like this. Right? And then the impact pushes them to go right off. These guys didn't do that. They knew this group was loaded last night. How are they going to get out? Why did they? They took off the boot. Only at the top. And they came along.
But what about the people,
in the movie,
the people at Echo
Star? That's what Echo Star was. They discovered it by what? Out of the moment of survival, they discovered the Echo Star rhythm in the band. Mm-hmm. They had to survive one way or the other to get out of a landmine displacement. So you never know who lives to live versus who lives to die. It's when you're put into situations of stress, the motivation is what takes the predominance of the survival of the technical. Now, in Armenia, this earthquake, many were found dead and many were found alive even the days after, weeks after, under the ground. So it's again the motivation of living to live versus living to die.
Ha ha ha!
for your secret.
I love it.
So, which mother that told you, like, But you gotta get it out.
Oh no. These songs are taken directly from the human body by a fiber microphone. Then the body is in time, self-state, and amplified to an audible level so that a human being can recognize that the scripture written in the agricultural language can be validated at a technical level for the first time. A human being with all the measurements that are healthy within the organ, and we take the microphone, maybe a fiber point, and go over it. We pick up these sounds in very low notes, and all we did was we pick them up, and then we put them into a tape, and then we amplify the tape to the level where you're hearing it now. But that is the actual sound your body is making when your pH factor is 7, and your metabolic rate is normal, and all the measurements of your heart muscles are reading and active reading. That's how you find inside of you. But ancient time, when there may be statements in the beginning of the world, and inside of you there are other songs, those are the agricultural signs that describe the actual resonances that they couldn't, they didn't have any way to associate it because mechanical devices were not made in those days. And so the connectedness with the instrument that they tried to duplicate it. And here are some of the songs that most people may be familiar with. You want to put it on that? Yeah, the sound. Body generating Now you'll see what memory and association does when you hear it. Associated pattern reminds you of. But there is no such thing.
you have to associate it on site as a reference level to make the connectedness that that is exactly what you put it doing in this water. And then there are a bit more than that. I'm going to drink. Because fast it goes down, it's going to speak to the level. The other part is to put the fiber microphone and take it, and you make it back down, going all the way down to the back. So it kind of blows your mind what you expect to think you are versus what you are at two entire different points. And so health is not focused upon who you are. It leads to belief to erase conditions that you can't cope with, and then you get into the charades of magic and miracles. And then that fails to produce the result where you start taking the creeping intelligence to the sky. When you know what you are and how it actually works, there is no magic. It's the mechanics of the mechanism, how it integrates on time. So you are in control of all of that. That's the difference between a realized person and the unrealized person. The unrealized person wants the magic and the miracle. And the realized person wants the understanding, the dynamics of that situation. So Christianity builds itself on belief, centered on the who. And realization releases itself from what you are in the dynamics of action. So God is pure health. That's when I was sitting in a corner with the people. But health is taken for granted simply because we get bored. How many people can stand being a piece of themselves? How long do you think you can leave yourself for before something will start beginning to get up in life? That's why we were told that at the time of creation, go forth, multiply, and have dominion. That's to keep you busy. So the worst that can happen to you in that process, you fall asleep. And the best that could happen to you is you wake up horny all over here. Because you're up. Our nature set us up. And we have the whole cosmos to pursue the two extremes of shut down, wake up. But then you have to go from belief by virtue of revelation to understanding by the realization of the acceptance of what you are versus who you are. You don't know what you are if you go to who you are from your own belief. And the belief leads to magical craving and sets up all kinds of anguish and self and possession and frustration. Then when the belief phases out and understanding comes in, everyone is free, you don't know nothing, and nothing owns you, and nothing can kill you, you're immortal. But you have to understand. And therefore there is no more unconsciousness going on in the body of the world. So, the whole universe is enjoying the living now. Yes, that's how come Jesus told the rich man to go sell the ownership and to follow him. He owned a lot, and that made him feel rich. Sell the possession and feel rich without ownership. which then puts you in what? The control of flow. Now, are you a millionaire by having $1 million in the bank? Or you can pay your bills and don't worry about the number ahead of time, it comes to you, it comes to you. And that's what ownership implies. If you think $1 million owning it makes you a millionaire, you're locked into the number. So if the number doesn't come up to meet an obligation, you're stuck with bankruptcy. But a true millionaire is one who doesn't worry about the number and the bill, that controls the flow, that pays the bill ahead of time and comes to share and comes to share. That's abundant life. Abundant life is the capacity to regulate flow, but not to be limited to a numerical quantum in terms of commitment.
So owning life insurance really is part of the explaining about
dying. Now you understand the people who live to die are buying their graveyard, waiting for them to crawl in and sleep. And so the worst that happens to them is they go to sleep. When they don't wake up, the elements will provide another opportunity for them to get understanding by going through the charades of belief. Until they quit creating belief and end up understanding, and this is only one by one, not a mass production, three men are all out of the sense. Understanding gives you the freedom. Belief gives you the magic. And they return back to the repetition. Understanding frees you, and there's no return, you're permanent, you're established as a fact, as nature. To him that overcometh, I will not come for the second time, but as agriculturally obtained, it's a foregone conclusion that you are immortal if you don't understand. But our society provides enough fixations and fears to make us cater to this device. And the oddball is the one who says, live to live. Now he's behind the eight ball if he doesn't do it. You ever been behind the eight ball? Is it a nice place to be? But those are people who live to see before things happen and can be a doggone thing before it does happen. They're living the eight ball life. They call them seers, wise men, prophets. That's very frustrating for them to see it. Because what can they do before? Every human being is entitled to their fixation. It's their cross, it's their role, their scope of their horror that they got to live. You can't take it away from them until they ask. So it's not really ideal to know ahead of time. It's more fun to be. Where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to forecast these things. What is wise? Being telling somebody something before it happens, right? And then when it does happen, you say, I told you so. That only validates what? The fact that you can see ahead of time. So the joy of the realized man is he knows ahead of time, but he plays what? Stupid enough to accept what? You don't know nothing, you don't even do nothing, but enjoy everything.
There's a time for people to ask you questions and ask God to answer the questions. I'd be annoyed. I know you're enjoying yourself.
Well, you see, a Years ago, days before he was supposed to be sick, and I saw the results. And then I realized, no, that's not the IOD really. And then not too long after I started treatment, the body could be wide. And it was to be dreadful because it's a serious question of your face. Going around in a quandary, looking how to get out of the road situation. And you know how to get out of it, but you can't tell us not to do it. If there are two more vulnerable to do, I told you so.
How can we learn to recognize things that, you know, when our time, you know, our own
time? There's a statement that goes like this. Let go, let God. Meekly wait and don't complain. You know that statement? Don't complain and don't grumble. What is grumbling? Minding and driving and so forth. And meekly wait is what? Patiently watch to see how things unfold. Don't panic. Well, those were statements made a long time ago to tell the individual quit catering to belief in the who they are and focus on understanding what they are. Those who understood it began to work with it. Those that didn't understand it were the ones who got caught up in the frustration with it. So, to tell you the same thing is that you're ready to live the what you are. I'll ask a simple question. Do you think you can own an element? Good. Therefore, if you get food this morning, how long is it going to keep it? If you don't go to the bathroom to pass it out, after 24 hours, how long is it going to keep it? Now you know the cause of your harassment and your attachment. Melted cheese.
What do you mean by that?
The more you gorge up on melted cheese, and I'm not excusing myself because I was guilty of this too, you got a lot of situations that have happened, not to be people. So the point is this, attachment is a sort of pacifying practice, a sort of a pampering practice. And you grow up with it, and you crave it in many ways from the trauma to come back to. Still, we learn to understand it and we have to get through it. So, Buddha, one of the first lesson he taught the students was attachment is the cause of the suffering. And he didn't say anything more than left it like that. It's something the students should then realize. Any suffering that you see from going through, it originated from some attachment. And if he doesn't have any suffering to worry about, there's no attachment locked into it. So Jesus came along and wanted to make it more understandable. He put it this way, when thou prayest, retreat to thy innermost chamber. And whatever thou ask in my name, it is given. That means have a good being and the solid bone. Because there it is really relief from attachment. So you want to go and get rid of your attachment, you're going to ask the Christ nature to free you from the anger. But the innermost chamber is there. The back is. And when you let go, now that sounds good.
Is that why you get delta sometimes?
Yeah, you get delta at the moment the wave matter disengages from the anal. That split second, you feel what? Like an electrical charge. And you can't bring it back up or you can't stop it from falling down. It's a split second. What is hundred of a second? That's how it's going down in your body. You clean up all the attachment conditioning and you will find thought work through you to relate to the elements very fast. Because that's what you are given.
Thought work through you?
Very fast.
To affect the elements very fast.
Why should they not? Unto you are given the power to have. Now you know what you have. What is it you can see? The command of the thought over the elements. That's the one thing you can see. That's the one thing you can be totally attached to. So that command is dominion, not ownership. That was placed in the form from the dawn of creation and is forgotten by the process of its belief working towards understanding. And it has to return back to understanding by giving up belief and regaining its investiture, which is the Christ nature. Christ nature is not a ghost. It is the investiture of your consciousness from the creation. To the creation. But you have to work through your individuality from belief to understanding, then to exercise it. So wherever you are in the time frame, and whatever form you find yourself, and the ultimate form is the carbon basin, there the understanding culminates as a fruit of the process. Called understanding, the fruit of the spirit. The ideal mechanism is the carbon mechanism. And the